be able to get that and participate in it. All right, our second reading is Joshua chapter 13. Joshua chapter 13, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. Now Joshua was old and stricken in years, and the Lord said unto him, Thou art old and stricken in years, and there remaineth yet very much land to be possessed. This is the land that yet remaineth, all the borders of the Philistines, and all Geshuri from Sihor, which is before Egypt, even unto the borders of Ekron northward, which is counted to the Canaanite, five lords of the Philistines, the Gazathites, and the Ashdothites, the Eshkelonites, the Gittites, and the Ekronites, and the Avites. From the south, all the land of the Canaanites and Meara, that is beside the Sidonians, unto Aphek, to the borders of the Amorites. And the land of the Giblites, and all Lebanon toward the sun rising, from Baal God under Mount Hermon unto the entering into Hamat. All the inhabitants of the hill country, from Lebanon unto Mizrephoth-Maim, and all the Sidonians, them will I drive out before the children of Israel. Only divide thou it by lot unto the Israelites for an inheritance, as I have commanded thee. Now therefore, divide this land for an inheritance unto the nine tribes and the half-tribe of Manasseh, with whom the Reubenites and the Gadites have received their inheritance, which Moses gave them, beyond Jordan eastward, even as Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave them. From Aroer, that is upon the bank of the river Arnon, and the city that is in the midst of the river, and all the plain of Medeba unto Dibon, and all the cities of Sihon, king of the Amorites, which reigned in Heshbon, unto the border of the children of Ammon, and Gilead, and the border of the Geshurites and the Maacathites, and all Mount Hermon, and all Bashan unto Salcah, all the kingdom of Og in Bashan, which reigned in Ashtaroth and in Edrei, who remained of the remnant of the giants. For these did Moses smite and cast them out. Nevertheless, the children of Israel expelled not the Geshurites nor the Maacathites, but the Geshurites and the Maacathites dwell among the Israelites until this day. Only unto the tribe of Levi he gave none inheritance. The sacrifices of the Lord God of Israel made by fire are their inheritance, as he said unto them. And Moses gave unto the tribe of the children of Reuben inheritance according to their families. And their coast was from Aroer, that is on the bank of the river Arnon, and the city that is in the midst of the river, and all the plain by Medeba, Heshbon, and all her cities that are in the plain, Dibon, and Bamoth Baal, and Beth Baal Maon, and Jahaza, and Kedemoth, and Mephaat, and Kirjathaim, and Sibma, and Zareth Shahar in the mount of the valley, and Beth Peor, and Ashdoth Pisgah, and Beth Jeshimoth, and all the cities of the plain, and all the kingdom of Sihon, king of the Amorites, which reigned in Heshbon, whom Moses smote with the princes of Midian, Evi, and Rechem, and Zur, and Hur, and Reba, which were dukes of Sihon, dwelling in the country. Balaam, or Balaam, also the son of Beor, the soothsayer, did the children of Israel slay with the sword among them that were slain by them. And the border of the children of Reuben was Jordan, and the border thereof. This was the inheritance of the children of Reuben after their families, the cities of the villages thereof. And Moses gave inheritance unto the tribe of Gad, even unto the children of Gad, according to their families. And their coast was Jazer, and all the cities of Gilead, and half the land of the children of Ammon, unto Aroer, that is before Rabbah, and from Heshbon unto Ramath-Mizpeh, and Betonim, and from Mahanaim unto the border of Debir. And in the valley of Beth-Aram, and Beth-Nimrah, and Sukkot, and Zaphon, the rest of the kingdom of Sihon, king of Heshbon, Jordan, and his border, even unto the edge of the sea of Kinnereth, on the other side, Jordan, eastward. This is the inheritance of the children of Gad, after their families, the cities, and their villages. And Moses gave inheritance unto the half-tribe of Manasseh. And this was the possession of the half-tribe of the children of Manasseh by their families. And their coast was from Mahanaim, all Bashan, all the kingdom of Og, king of Bashan, and all the towns of Jair, which are in Bashan, 70 cities. And half Gilead, and Ashtaroth, and Edrei, cities of the kingdom of Og in Bashan, were pertaining unto the children of Machir, the son of Manasseh, even to the one half of the children of Machir by their families. These are the countries which Moses did distribute for inheritance in the plains of Moab on the other side Jordan by Jericho eastward. But unto the tribe of Levi, Moses gave not any inheritance. The Lord God of Israel was their inheritance, as he said unto them. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. All right, so in chapter 13, we have a lot of place names, a lot of geography. Again, I will recommend to you that when you come to a passage like this in your own family or private Bible reading, that you get out a nice Bible atlas and look at all of those cities and where they are, and so that you can understand the breadth and width of the land and the conquering that the children of Israel did. Here we spend some time talking about the west side of Jordan and some time about the east side of Jordan. In the beginning of the chapter, we talk about the west side of Jordan and how the people of Israel, the children of Israel, did not throw out all of the inhabitants. There was still much work to be done. It's mentioned especially from the west and south, as we go up along the coast of the Mediterranean Sea, we can hear all of those peoples that lived along that route. So the Philistines, remember Gath. Do you know where Gath is? So if you look at a map, you see the Mediterranean Sea. It's almost in a north-south aspect there at the end of the Promised Land, right? But then it starts to turn back toward Egypt. It's where that curve begins. That's where Gath is. It's in the south. And from there, we go up all the way to Sidon. So we're talking about traveling up along the Mediterranean Sea. And those peoples had not yet been run out of the land. Those Canaanites, the Philistines, and so on, they still dwelt there. What was the remedy for that? This is a very interesting thing. Notice what the Lord says. Verse 6. After he lists all of the people that have not yet been shown their exit out of the land, verse 6 says, all the inhabitants of the hill country from Lebanon unto Mizrephoth-Maim, out from before the children of Israel, only divide thou it by lot unto the Israelites for an inheritance, as I have commanded thee. They had not yet divided it out by lot. They had several battles, right? They had all of the cities that they had conquered. We read that in the last chapter. But now there are these villages and towns and regions that are still under Canaanite control. What is the remedy for that? Is it, you know, because all of the 12 tribes are looking at one another and they're saying, these tribes haven't yet been run out. What is the remedy for that? To assign the tracts of land to each of the tribes, so that each tribe will know what its own responsibility is in the rest of the conquest. In other words, if it doesn't belong to anybody, nobody takes care of it. But if it is ceded to a particular tribe, okay, Naphtalites, this is your area. Okay, Asherites, this is your area. There are still Canaanites in your land. If you need to get help from your brethren, but it's your responsibility, it's your land. Well, this is a very important principle. Private property, the rights of private property and the responsibilities of private property mean a right disposition of that property for the glory of God. And so as long as those tracts of land had not yet been described to the children of Israel, nobody knew whose land it was to go over there and get to work on getting the Canaanites out of it. They didn't know how to care for it because nobody had ownership. Any good manager knows that, right? In order to get something done, you have to provide ownership of the difficulty, ownership of the problem, ownership of the responsibility. Who's going to be the responsible adult in the room, in other words? And we need that. We need that kind of direction. We are all naturally, we don't want to tread on other people's stuff. And so if we don't know who it belongs to, we tend to take a hands-off approach. Just look at a community garden or a park. We take a hands-off approach because it's, quote, not ours, right? And so the Lord has provided for us in that he has given us a right concept in Scripture of private property so that we know what to care for and how to care for it under him and how to bring it to heal for his glory. So Joshua is instructed that if they're going to be successful in casting out the rest of the enemies of Israel in the land, that what they need to do is seed it, border it, deed it, let everyone know what their responsibility is so that they can be about their duty. All right, so the rest of this chapter then is dedicated to the east side of Jordan. And if you look at a map today, there are a couple of things you can find out that are pretty interesting. First of all, we hear about Mount Hermon. Mount Hermon, you know, and then also the region of Heshbon and so on. Mount Hermon is very interesting. We have Jerusalem, and we call that a mountain. Well, it's not really a mountain. It's a hill. About, you know, 2,200 feet above sea level, and really only about 500 or 600 feet above the surrounding land, okay, as a part of the Jordan Valley, you know. All right, so that's interesting. But what's even more interesting is that Mount Hermon is a mountain. It's about 8,000 feet. So sometimes in Scripture, when we read about mountains, shorter things are called mountains that we might not be inclined in our modern parlance to call them mountains. In Scripture parlance, they are. So this mountain, that was a great big piece of land there that would have been daunting, yet the Lord gave it to them. When you hear that the Reubenites inherited or took Mount Hermon, that's big stuff. That's a great big mountain that the Lord gave them. We also can understand that the Jordan River flows in to the north of the what we call today the Sea of Galilee, and it flows out the south of the Sea of Galilee. That there are waters that flow into the Sea of Galilee and flow out, and the Jordan River is one of them. That Jordan River continues up into those mountains up in parts north into Lebanon, and so the snow that surrounds the cedars of Lebanon, that's part of the water reservoir that feeds the Jordan River down into the Sea of Galilee, through the Jordan River again into the Dead Sea, and from the Dead Sea, nothing escapes. It goes there and evaporates. And so the Dead Sea is salt. So we have all of that land along the Jordan River and then along the Sea of Galilee and even north of the Sea of Galilee. All of that is ceded to Gad, Reuben, and the half-tribe of Manasseh on the eastern side. And we also note a different kind of conquering that took place there. And we'll close with this. That under Moses, when they traveled north and were resisted by those two kings, Og and Sihon, the Lord gave them an utter victory because that was to encourage them as they went into the land of promise. They said, giants are in that land, and yet Og, the remnant of the giants, fell before them, who had an iron bed of about 10 feet length, right? And so in conquering Og then, they were to learn that they could conquer all of those lands that had giants in them. That just because there's a giant there means we don't go. Right? Well, what happens is we had a much more complete conquest on the east of Jordan, such that the Lord provided for them that they could leave their families on their farms over there and go with their brethren to the other side of Jordan and fight with them. Sadly, however, we will see that the children of Israel were not successful on the west of Jordan in taking out all of the Canaanites, but they lived among them, and they became, as the Lord said, a snare unto them. All right, thus ends the reading of Joshua 14. Let's continue praising God in the singing of Psalms. That was chapter 13, excuse me.